Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, April 26th. We await the opening bell on this Friday after stocks slumped yesterday, but popped in after-hours trading thanks to a bump from big tech earnings. During regular trading yesterday, all three major indices closed in the red, but had made up ground from earlier session lows. The Dow gave up 375 points, or nearly 1%. The S&P 500 shed about 0.5%. The NASDAQ lost 0.64%. Bill, let's get into Friday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching some positive action in the S&Ps. The S&Ps are up 0.68% this morning. That's a nice move. You know, it's really on the back of those strong earnings that came in last night from Microsoft and Google. You know, economic calendar is one to pay attention to. You know, the fact of the matter is we do have that key economic data report coming out today, the personal income and spending, which is coming out 1 hour before the market opens. You know, but it's, you know, there's a lot of good earnings. Chevron and Exxon also, you know, reported positive earnings this morning. I see Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's in China. He's meeting with President Xi to discuss trade complaints and their support for Russia. But, you know, we're, you know, keeping an eye on this overseas action right now. We're looking at the DAX up 132 points. That's 0.74%. We're looking at the FTSE up 38 points or 0.47%. The CAC is up 27 points or 0.34%. So, you know, that's a nice tailwind from what happened last night in Asia, because Asia's market saw gains as well. The Nikkei jumped 306 points or 0.81%. The thing about in Japan, the Bank of Japan left their rates unchanged and said the economy is likely to keep growing at a healthy pace, which, you know, it saw positive action in tech. And then you look at the Hang Seng, which jumped 366 points. That's 5 days in a row, I think. That's 2.12%. You know, that optimism of a recovery in China is really positive, creating a nice bullish sentiment. And the Shanghai market up 35 points or 1.17%. You know, you look at China and the sentiment's improving as foreign investors are gradually returning to the Chinese markets. So, yeah, you know, we got a lot of nice, you know, equity movement this morning. Keeping an eye on oil this morning. Oil's, you know, is trading higher. It's up about, you know, 0.8%. Remember, yesterday morning, it was flat to lower. And then it just gradually climbed all day. And the reason why it was climbing was unclear, but there was some action in Israel and Palestine, where Israel was apparently, you know, starting, you know, an air campaign, you know, over Gaza, over Rafah specifically, which is, you know, which means they're likely going to be doing a ground assault soon. And that's what caused the prices to experience a little bit of upward volatility due to the fact that, you know, Middle East tensions continue to escalate. And that's really what's happening this morning. We're seeing that continuation of that. But at the end of the day, oil's looking to finish the week off with, you know, a gain. So that's positive. And that's what I have for you for a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, a number of things that you mentioned in there we're going to highlight on today's show, including that earnings action. And in just a few moments, those economic reports, including that personal income and outlays, you know, big gauge on inflation that everyone will be watching. Let's start with earnings action. Big names here, Alphabet, Microsoft, you mentioned them there in your opening. So give us a look at everything we should be watching when it comes to earnings.
Well, we're talking Alphabet, Google. They beat by 38 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That was nice to see. And you look at the stock this morning, it's trading higher. It's up 11.49%. So, you know, that's nice to see. We're also looking at Microsoft, ticker MSFT. They beat by 31 cents on higher revenue. You look at Microsoft this morning, and, you know, that's really the AI bellwether right now. That's up Microsoft is up 4.11% this morning. Then we got Intel. Well, Intel, you know, they beat by 5 cents on higher revenue, but their guidance was not great. You look at shares of Intel this morning, the stock's down 8.37%. You're looking at Chevron, ticker CVX. They beat by 25 cents on higher revenue. Chevron is trading a little lower, about down 0.4%. And ExxonMobil, ticker XOM, they met expectations, but they did it on higher revenue. ExxonMobil is trading off 1.71% this morning. And then you get Colgate, ticker CL. They also released earnings this morning. And you know, the fact is they delivered a 10-cent beat, and they delivered a 10-cent beat on higher revenue. You look at Colgate this morning, and the stock is trading higher. It's up it's up over 1%. So, you know, nice to see upcoming earnings. Monday morning, we got Domino's Pizza, ticker DPZ, David Paul Zebra. EPS is $3.36. Expected move is 5.98%. Got ON Semiconductor, ticker OM, Oscar Nancy. They're also releasing Monday morning. Their EPS is $1.04 with an expected move of 9.84% on Monday. That's what I have for you in terms of earnings updates, Emily.
Now we're going to get to those economic events. Again, you know, really important reports to be watching here, starting with the personal income and outlays before the bell. But Bill, give us a rundown of all the economic events we should be watching this morning.
8:30 a.m. We'll get that inflation report, personal income and outlays. I mean, you know, the fact is that, it's likely gone up 0.3% month over month, in March 2024. We think it's going to happen the same thing this time around. We'll see how the market reacts. We're looking at the 10 a.m. We got the consumer sentiment. At 10:30 a.m. we get the Dallas Fed manufacturing survey. And then, of course, at 1 p.m. you get the Baker Hughes rig count figures coming out, Emily.
And Bill, you're keeping track of all of that, those economic events, all of those earnings, using your newsware, breaking it down into those types of alerts. And you also set up other types of alerts so you can digest other data and information, including things like merger news, guidance news, buyback news, other catalysts. You also are able to group stocks together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. So Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check. I'm showing my Dow 10 stocks higher, 17 lower, the rest unchanged. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. There's some weakness in Netflix this morning, but everything else is trading higher, so that's good to see. Looking at some of the news behind the tape, like Amazon and Google or YouTube, they're vying for a new NBA streaming package. Disney is like, ESPN is looking to renegotiate their NBA streaming package. They want fewer games, but they're willing to pay a higher price. Google, you know, let's talk Google. They just declared a cash dividend of 20 cents per share that they put in that report. That's very positive, because that opens it up them for more inclusion into various indexes. Tesla regulators launched a new review of whether Tesla did enough to fix that autopilot issue that caused a recall. Talking Dow stocks, we're talking Nike, ticker NKE. Hey, that lift in the China outlook, it could benefit shares of Nike this morning. We got to keep an eye on shares of Nike. Walmart, the board recommended voted against the repeated calls for several propositions, including like a proposal on human rights impact, an assessment on its supply chain. The also board member Rob Walton's going to retire. He's the son of the Sam Walton. Let's see, in merger news, Paramount. Hey, pick our PARA, Paul Apple, Richard Apple. Paramount and Skydance are making progress on their merger deal. Paramount's earnings are coming out Monday after the close. So, a lot of times those deals happen in with an earnings announcement. So it's something to keep an eye on, ticker PARA. Ticker SLCA, Larry, Charlie Apple. This is Silicon Centers. They entered into an agreement to be taken over by Apollo Funds for $1.85 billion. It's about $15.50 a share. Okay. In terms of guidance news, we talked about Intel, ticker INTC. They see Q2 EPS coming in around 10 cents. Street estimates 24 cents. That's why you're seeing such a weakness in the stock this morning. Skechers, ticker SKX, Sam Kilo X-Ray. They see Q2 EPS 85 cents to 90 cents. Street estimates $1.08. That's a downtick. Roku, ticker ROKU, Richard Oscar Kilo Uncle. They see Q2 revenue coming in 935 million. Street estimates 931.4. That's an uptick. In terms of buyback news, Google, hey, their board of directors authorized a repurchase up to 70 billion shares of its Class A and Class C shares. That's big. And Auto Nation, ticker AN, they announced an additional 1 billion in share repurchasing, so authorization. So that's nice. AIG, Apple India Grace, Deutsche Bank calls AIG a new buy catalyst call idea. That's what I have for you hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to end this week?
Go with Domino's Pizza, ticker DPZ, David Paul Zebra. Why? Because earnings are coming out Monday morning. EPS is $3.36. Expected move is 5.98%. Listen, you look at yesterday's call volume, 1,222 calls versus 576 puts, more than 2-to-1. The open interest is negative, though. You get 11,000 calls versus 11,343 calls versus 13,461 puts. That could change today. You know, major brokers do like the stock. They're raising price targets. That's good to see. But I got to account for, you know, today's CPI, you know, today's inflation report coming out. So, you know, I'm going to throw a 488 entry price in there because I do think, you know, if it runs hot, we're going to see some weakness. But I can't really tell until after that report. So I'll say 488 in lieu of having that information in front of me right now. But that's my pick of the day. Domino's Pizza, ticker DPZ, David Paul Zebra, Emily.
Making a call here this morning ahead of that important inflation report. And that is a bit of an earnings play there ahead of the earnings on Monday. We did have an earnings play yesterday. We heard it earlier in the show, and coming up, we will do a recap on that pick of the day. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Elliott and Associates are said to be building a $1 billion position in Anglo America. Aviva, ticker ABBV, they hiked their 2024 earnings guidance. As Q1 beat estimates, shares are trading higher. CL, Colgate-Palmolive, they raised sales guidance. Toyota, ticker TM, they're going to invest $1.4 billion in its Princeton facility. So what else? We Pfizer, US FDA approved Pfizer's gene therapy for hemophilia. Okay, that's good. Their earnings are out next week. Cigna, ticker CI, the company plans to make close copies of Viva's blockbuster arthritis drug. Biogen, one of the drugs, got a positive recommendation from a European regulator. Estee Lauder, ticker EL, and Microsoft expand their strategic relationship. That's what I'm seeing for you this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we sign off for the weekend, dive into trading on this Friday. Let's do a quick check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. It was Colgate. You did give us a look at the company during your earnings rundown. You told us about that beat by 10 cents on higher revenue. Colgate Palmolive reported a Q1 EPS of 86 cents that was well ahead of consensus estimates that were anywhere from 76 cents to 81 cents. They reported Q1 revenue of $5.07 billion. The consensus there had been $4.63 billion. Just now in your Hot Off the Press, you did tell us that they raised their full year 2024 net sales growth. They raised that view to 2% to 5% from 1% to 4%. It is climbing this morning, Bill. How did your call work out?
Worked out very well. I mean, the stock opened up at $89 and then it fell to $88.86. But, you know, it steadily moved higher after that. And, you know, it moved up to $89.50 and, you know, it closed, near there. And then, you know, this morning after the report, I saw it hit $92.80. This morning, you're looking at the stock is trading $90.70, easily beating the 1% goal. So yeah, Colgate, ticker CL, Charlie Larry, that was a winner.
A winner beating that 1%. And real quick, I do have to mention that Wednesday's pick of the day, Meta, was big down after earnings, but there was definitely a chance to pick some up at a huge discount and gain some ground yesterday during regular trading. So, and it is up even more this morning. So, Bill, on that one, could have been worse. We will check in with you on Monday about today's Domino's pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.